What is going on? It's your man Hendo here, and I'm here with my main man, Suge Knight 323, and this is Hanging with Hendo, and this is the show for the patrons, of the patrons, by the patrons. We do this for you. We talk about any subject that you guys wish to talk about, and for some reason, it's nobody here. So guess what, Suge? This is going to be a extremely quick show, unless I did not set it up right, and it's not on Patreon.
I mean, that's just how we roll. Like, we don't need people here. It could just be you and me. We're good.
You know? Oh, no, it's live. It's live, but it's cool. You know, I promise to do a show, so I'm going to do a show.
And you keep to your promises.
That's right. I like some people, you know.
Not naming names.
Not naming names. Supposed to be a three-man crew tonight, but tonight we are just rolling with two. And that's just fine.
Tonight. Tonight, it's just the two of us. You can make it. Sorry, I had to get that in. My bad.
It's cool. It's cool. Because you know what? Somebody showed up.
Oh!
Somebody showed up. I'm like, man, we're going to be in and out because ain't nobody.
Ain't nobody here.
Yeah. What's going on, Bridie? Yeah, what's up, Bridie? You know, you're supposed to be on the other side of the camera, but I digress. You know, if it came down to it, you know, Suge and I would stream 7 days for you straight with no problems, with no issues. But, you know, friendship works one way sometimes, just like a street. But anyway, how you doing, Suge?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Got some good news today in the football world. I'm excited about that. We went from Trubisky, Pickett, and Mason Rudolph to Wilson to Justin Fields. Somebody's so angry today. What's going on? What happened?
Been off the last 2 days. Like, what do you have to be angry about?
So angry. It's wild. It's wild.
But you were saying you went from baby mitts to two full grown men.
Yeah. Pause. So it's just wild. It's just wild. I'm very excited about that. Kind of just like in shock as a culture in Pittsburgh, because we've really never done anything like this. We just, you know, we've drafted quarterbacks. We may sign a free agent, but they're not really, thought of, you know, and we'll bring somebody in, but they're backups, you know, Charlie Batch and Michael Vick. You know, those guys, the guy, Gronkowski, or he was for the Raiders. I think I said his name right. He played for the Raiders. He was that quarterback. He played when Ben got hurt in the game against the Bengals. He came out for, I can't remember his name.
What? Came for Ben? Talking about Tommy Maddox?
No, not Tommy Maddox. It's when Ben got hurt.
Mike Tomczak.
No, it wasn't Mike Tomczak. It was, hold on. I should know this name. Bronny says it all the time. I just can't remember the name for some reason.
Played for the Raiders?
Yeah, he played for the Raiders, and he came to the Steelers. Jesus, and they won't even show the freaking, what you call it? Here we go. No, that was Landry Jones. Okay, not him. It was somebody else. I can't remember the name. Bronny knows who I'm talking about, but he played for the Raiders, and then he came to the Steelers. And yeah, so.
Well, why don't you ask him yourself?
Oh, hey, y'all.
With a black screen? Really?
Right. That's what you're doing now?
Bruce Gradkowski.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gradkowski.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, not Landry Jones. But Landry Jones did throw an interception in that Bengals game.
Yeah, he did.
What's up with the black screen? I get it. I get it. You are portraying the Steelers quarterback room now.
Exactly.
You know, we went from all white to all black, baby. Let's go.
100%.
Let's go. Let's go.
Black and half black.
Hey, still like black. That. Still black.
Where so that means you're that? That means you're black.
I've never denied my blackness.
I'm just asking a question. Oh. Okay. Mm. Say cotton picking.
Can I say it? I'll say it. As long as I don't get yelled at or beat up, I'm good.
You're an idiot.
Are you laying down, Bronny? How you doing, sir?
You know, doing all right. Doing okay.
Doing all right?
Doing, you know, kind of tired.
Kind of tired?
Okay. Yeah, you know, sometimes you lay around for days.
Having streamed 6 days in a row.
I mean, it's just streaming life. No. I remember you telling me you were only going to stream every once in a while.
Yeah.
How the mighty have fallen.
But you get Monday off, so I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah, that's what I thought this week too. How'd that go?
You can
how'd that go, Ando?
Don't blame me.
How'd that go, Ando?
Don't blame me.
Watch, there's gonna be a text that comes. Yeah, we're streaming tomorrow because we want to talk about this trade.
you know what's real funny?
What's that?
It's how Hendo was going on his little high horse rant earlier. You know, when y'all started all that bullshit, he was talking. Oh, I'd stream 7 days for my friends. I didn't see you on the stream yesterday.
That's true. Ronnie calling you out. That's true.
I didn't see you on Friday stream.
I was working.
Oh, you were working. You were working. And then you were hanging out afterwards. Not at your work computer.
So hey, is this? Hold on, I have a real quick question. Is this on the Rogue Pod or is this on another channel or is this Patreon only?
This is Patreon only, but it's on.
Oh, you should have.
It's on Hang on Hendo.
Should have made it live.
I should have.
Yeah, you should have. Exposing yourself to the masses.
I mean, I can just maybe in the future. You know, you've already in got
future, it. Maybe okay.
So people just giving up.
This is. I love this. I love this.
He was just hanging out.
Engraven already got. He already got a video up. Yeah. Shout out to Engraven, man. He already got a video up, man. Quick as hell. I'm gonna watch this.
I'ma need a day off. I think I call Paris up.
How's everybody doing?
You know, apparently, like, Bronny. Apparently, Bronny doesn't get a day off. Ferris.
What I like is that he doesn't smile until the Ferris part.
Right.
He's like, so very serious.
Yeah.
Well, this got crowded real quick.
Yeah, it didn't.
Yeah, you know. I'm trying to hang out before I go to work.
No, what time you go to work?
6.
Oh, so you got a good hour.
Yeah, we'll be done by then.
Mm-hmm.
Will we?
Yeah, we will.
Will we?
Paris, Justin Fields to the Steelers.
Yeah, you hit it on the wild. Nose. You hit it on the nose on Friday.
Well, it's wild now, and the races are woo. They are out in Facebook land right now. We don't want him. Two black quarterbacks.
That's what y'all deserve.
That's what Bronny is displaying. What the quarterback room looks like now.
You know what I don't like too? It's not even just Pittsburgh. I've seen a few Ravens fans doing the same racist nonsense to Justin Fields that everybody does to Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, they got a running back and quarterback now.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
I refuse to believe Ravens fans would do something like that.
No.
After all that we go through.
Hey, Patrick Queen is telling you guys off. He is going off on you guys.
Good. Yes, he should.
And when Derrick Henry runs him over.
Okay.
In that regular season matchup that you will lose.
Yo, I don't know what's up with you and Jay. Like, just y'all just been coming at me for no reason.
No reason. You know,
Panthers fans are going through it, man.
They ain't going through nothing.
They are. They're making moves. They're getting better. They're not.
Oh yeah, Bronny said it right here. Oh, no.
I think our defensive line got better.
Oh yeah, your defensive line got better. How many games are going to win you? Roughly zero.
Yeah, we'll see about that. You know, We'll see about that.
Look at the lack of confidence.
We'll see. Yeah. I'm saying. Look, we'll see about that. You know. Mm-hmm. How about you? Look. How about you? You know, look me in my eye and say that, huh? Scared to get on camera.
I mean, like, which one?
Wow. Okay.
I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
At first, you say I'm the one.
You know,
it's him.
No, I've been telling people, man. You know, I told everybody. You know, I know Jose be looking, you know, be sounding like an asshole, but the real asshole is Brandon.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh yeah, I tell everybody all this all the time. Nobody wants to believe me. Everyone's like, Brandon.
Now I don't feel as bad since you've been telling everybody that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It just hurt my feelings.
I believe hurt people,
you know what I mean?
Don't they? Yeah. Brandon hurts me all the time.
And Bronny hurting 24/7 for some reason.
Right. He always downing somebody. Just
that's not even true.
For no reason.
But no, it comes out of left field.
It doesn't though. Mm-hmm. You want the link, Yolanda?
Good evening.
It's gonna send everybody the link.
He just sent the link out to anybody.
You let me know, Yolanda.
Well, the reason Bronny sent me the link, my handle's it's very slow in sending the link. Bronny's very quick.
I mean, you're right. You're doing stuff like hosting the show.
You know.
Yeah, he was busy. I got yelled at earlier.
I can see how taxing that is for you, Honda.
Exactly. You know, just sitting
Hey, Bronny, I got yelled at earlier. I was like, hey, man, just to let you know, your link tree is just the wrong one.
I saw that.
Oh, why don't you do it yourself? I was like, oh,
okay. I'm doing 8 things at once. You ain't doing shit.
Oh, God. It's crazy.
I'm not even going to explain to you why it's crazy first.
I was trying to be a friend and be like, hey, man, just letting you know your link tree.
Right.
I don't know what's wrong about it.
It's wrong. It doesn't, when you click it, it goes to something. It goes to something that says it's not there.
You're messed up.
Oh, when I clicked it, it went there.
You must, have, you must have the magic touch then.
Yeah, go ahead and check it. Check on Twitter there, Yolanda.
Bronny is just.
You still have people on the screen singling Bronny out. It's not right.
I didn't say.
I mean, just, you know.
Right. I went to the party, guys.
Oh, yes. What happened?
How'd it go?
But you went to the party already?
No, I went to the party.
Last night. Oh, that was last night. Okay.
How'd it go?
So, you know, in your faces.
Okay, how'd it go?
It was great.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah.
Good, man. That's good.
Dancing. Having fun with the homies.
You were dropping it like it's hot?
No, don't do that. Just two-stepping.
That's all you got to do.
Sway the shoulders. Moving and grooving. You know what I mean? Met some folks. Cool people. I think I just made like 3 new friends.
Nice.
Or 4.
Okay.
Maybe 5.
Wow.
6.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, got into an argument about soccer.
For sure. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
So y'all were at a party
like,
table.
Like a cool 5 minutes, but then I start talking to the honeys. You know what I mean? It's, you know.
All the honeys.
You know.
We the honeys. You start talking to the honeys now.
Yeah.
You start talking to the honeys.
Is that not?
You're so old.
Would you say that you had something for the honeys?
You're right.
Yes.
Okay. He's howling at the skeezers.
You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, the skeezers.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You're an old man for us to be so young, I swear.
We got pizza afterwards. Made the mistake of taking a bite real, like right away. Burned my mouth.
The roof of your mouth?
That's the worst. Yeah. That's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yolanda, where you at?
All right. Well, let's start the show so we can get it over with, because it's already been, how has it been 15 minutes already?
I thought we were almost done.
Wait, Tom, we don't use the word honeys no more?
No more.
Montel was probably the last one.
Kamala Harris's ex-boyfriend?
No.
Ah.
Yes. What? I guess he didn't get the reference there.
He got the reference. He's
no, he smart. Did. I just wanted to talk about the other Montel. Yeah, I know. I got you. Shout out to Montel Jordan.
Shout out to Montel.
Honeys. This is how we do it. Sorry.
So were you courting last night?
I mean, no, not really. Just, you know,
he got people doing that for him.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot you're not direct. You don't go straight up to him, talk to him. You let him come to you.
Exactly.
That's right. The Ferris don't chase nobody. They chase him.
Oh, man. What time is it? Because thinking about it, looking at Suge's shirt, it's a game tonight.
Oh, sir.
Hope LeBron wins.
At 8:30, Warriors versus Lakers.
Is LeBron playing?
Yeah, you never know. Sometimes he is, sometimes he isn't.
All right, it's the Warriors, though. Sometimes he definitely plays against the Warriors.
Sometimes, but you know, he's getting older. He's hurting a little bit. Save him for the playoffs. Stop running that man down.
If they make it.
I'll say this, man.
They got like, they three games up on like, who was it, Utah? No. Who's in the 11th spot? One of the bad teams, I don't know. They're like three games up. They're going to make it.
Okay.
I believe. Because I want to see that first round. I want to see that playing matchup with the Warriors and the Lakers.
They're four games up on Houston.
That's that team.
So they're in the play-in, though, right?
Yes, they're in the play-in. They're not going to be – well, I mean, yeah, they will be playing Golden State. But why do you want to watch them knock Golden State out of the playoffs again?
If it happens, it happens, sir. It's a good matchup. It's a good series.
Okay.
Why'd you kick Ferris for?
He was getting on my nerves. I didn't like his voice or his face.
Oh, man.
Wow. You sound like a tyrant.
Yeah, I just, it, you know, what goes around
comes around. The facts, babe. All right, let's get this started because we just in here just rambling on. So today we are going to talk about life. I'm going to ask you gentlemen a few questions. And, you know, you get as deep as you want to get or superficial as you want to be, it really doesn't matter because there's nobody in here watching it. So we need to get this done and get on up out of here so I can watch this basketball game. All right, let's go. First question, starting with you, Brodney. Who are you and how would you describe yourself?
What question is that? I'm me. What do you mean?
I mean, if you ask Twitter, they're nobodies. You ask Ferris, nobodies.
If you ask Ferris, I'm an asshole, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
I don't really feel like seeing y'all reaction and acting like I'm lying to how I would describe myself. So I'm just gonna go ahead and pass.
You gotta say what you gotta say.
Go ahead. Don't have to say what I gotta say. What I gotta say is nothing, Sugarton.
I wanna hear it. I wanna hear how you see yourself.
Why you wanna hear that, Sugar?
Because
you just want to hear how you describe yourself.
I don't know. Tired.
All right, Sugarton, you want to answer this question?
Yeah, I definitely want to answer that question. Sorry, I get emails. Who are you? I'm, like Brian said, I'm me, but I feel like I'm a father. I'm a, you know, a person that enjoys.
What's up, Yolanda?
How are you doing? That's a great avatar. But, those eyes, that smile, on point. I guess I'm a father. I'm a very complex person because I've been through a lot in my life, and some of the things I do don't make sense. I walk a different path. The way I think is not traditional. Sometimes that gets me in trouble, but sometimes it keeps people on their toes. So that's how I would describe myself.
All right. How about you, Yolanda? And if you're talking, we can't hear you.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. How's everybody doing?
well in yourself.
Wonderful. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you, Bradney, for sending me the link. That's mighty You're kind of you. Welcome. And thank you, Shug, for the nice words. Who am I? How would I describe myself?
As someone who doesn't have their camera on.
Yep. Pot, meat, kettle.
My camera's on. Black.
So let's see here.
Can you remove the cat, Bradney?
I mean, I could, but I'm saying my camera's on.
So no, he is valid. Showing what the Steelers QB room is going to be like now. So, no, I'm okay with it. I'll allow it.
Thank you, Shug.
You're welcome.
How would I describe myself?
Who are you?
That's a loaded question. So mm-hmm. I don't know that I can narrow it down to just a very simplistic answer. Mm-hmm. But I will say that I don't know. Why is it so difficult to always talk about yourself? Mm-hmm. For me, it is. I would describe myself as someone who's very passionate in what I believe. I'm very altruistic, true to myself. I'm a very, very much an extrovert. I love people, and I don't know. I don't know what else. You know, I'm quiet for the most part, and I can be quiet. Not a lot, but sometimes. And I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know how to answer that one other than what I've just shared.
I mean, that's a good enough answer. That's how you best describe yourself. As for me, who am I? I am, in the best way that I can put it, most people won't know this, but I am Dorothy Mae Smith's grandson. And I am who she was. And I try to carry on that legacy of what my grandmother meant to people and how she treated people. And how would I describe myself? I would describe myself as loving, caring. I try to be as genuine as possible.
Oh my God.
Authentic. And sure, it says it all. And sarcastic. I would definitely say I'm extremely sarcastic. But the one thing that I say would best describe me would possibly be loyal. I am loyal to a fault, to people that possibly aren't loyal, as loyal back towards me. Not any of you guys. Wow. So I love all you guys.
Wow. That's a shot at Bradney if I've ever seen one.
I just said not you guys.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't feel like it was necessary to say that. So now it feels like you said it for a reason.
Yeah, so that would be me. Moving on. What are you passionate about, Shug?
Ooh, what am I not passionate about? I am passionate about my children. Even though sometimes I know Hendo's on me about showing it, I'm very passionate about them. It's very hard for me, especially growing up. My dad wasn't there a lot, and my mom was a single mom working, so it's very hard for me to show the same kind of emotions that I do toward my children, but I'm very passionate about them and how they're going to carry on from everything I've tried to teach them to my best of abilities. And so it's one of the things I'm very passionate about is my children, because I just want them to be better than what I was and better than, you know, what my parents were. I want them to continue to just grow and get better as adults. And so I'm very passionate about that and teach them stuff that I didn't learn or I didn't know growing up. And I learned it in later life. I'm trying to teach them at a young age those things. So I think that's what I'm passionate about.
All right. Yolanda?
I am passionate about a lot of things. Fun fact, I think I've already shared this before, but I am a preacher's daughter. So growing up, you know, my dad, my mom always had us in church. So I'm a Christian woman, so I'm very passionate about that. I also am very passionate about the law. I love the legal profession. And it's so vast and it's so intriguing. So I'm very, very passionate about that. And if you ever watch me in court or see me, you'll see it. You'll see a totally different side of what you guys see when I'm on camera or when I'm in person. But
can we buy tickets to that?
Most of the court appearances that I make are public. Most of them, not all of them, mm-hmm. but most of them are, you know, most of them are public. So when I'm in trial,
when you turn around and see me and Ferris in the audience, the smile that's going to come over her face.
Oh my gosh, I would light up. I would beam. Very funny. Literally. Oh, can I just take 2.5 and go off the rails here real quick? Is that okay, Hendo? Just 2.5?
Do you think?
Okay. I had a best friend from high school and we lost contact. And we actually went to the same undergrad. And so we maintained contact then. Hi, Brandon. And then after we graduated, we kind of lost contact. And I went to law school subsequent to that. And then I started practicing. I was a prosecutor. And one day, I had jury selection for this one trial that I was having, and I turned around and I looked, and they brought the jury panel in, or the prospective jurors, and it was him. He was one of the prospective jurors, and it was just so fun to see him. So when you said I turn around and see you and Ferris in the gallery, I probably would gleam with joy just to see you guys there. But anyway, also passionate about plant-based food, plant-based living. That's something that I'm very, very passionate about. Obviously, I would say family and friends, that they matter a lot, keep me grounded. And I think I'm going to leave it there. I think I'll put a pin in it right there.
Okay. Great story. Bradney?
Yes.
What are you passionate about?
Question. Okay. I would say probably, family, friends. Not a whole lot else. Certainly not work. Definitely not that. Not so passionate about this here either. I think it is about, just about the people in my life and the people that I care about and who care about me. And I think that's really what it's all about. It's kind of nurturing those and just being able to enjoy those relationships.
Thanks. How about you, Ferris? You stop sniffing the keyboard.
Is that what you did at the party last night, Ferris?
You muted Ferris. You're on mute.
He's all discombobulated. All
right.
He loses himself.
All right. I don't do drugs. All right.
Nobody said anything about drugs, Ferris.
Yeah. Who said anything about drugs, Ferris?
Hit dogs, holla.
That's a good point. All right. I'm very passionate about committing crimes. I like breaking the law. It's very fun.
Mercy. Let me go ahead and exit stage left.
Okay. Real answer. I'm very passionate about sports. Big fan of reading. I read a lot, biographies, history books, I'm a big fan of those. I like documentaries. I love me a good documentary. I'll pick a good documentary over a good movie any day. What else? Radio. I like the audio medium because, last year my brain kind of exploded in the sense that it's the only medium, right, that actually enters the body, right? When you're watching a movie, you're watching it 2D, right? It's your eyes and you're watching it. Nothing really enters it. But when you listen to something, music, podcasts, radio shows, you name it, they go within the ear canal and rattle about in your ear, and then it travels through your body. That's why people be like, oh, can music change moods? Can they affect you? Yes, they can. Because there was an experiment where someone shot a stream of water, just a straight stream of water, right? And they did different audios, like different type of music from like jazz to rap, and the water didn't react the same way to different musics. So like one song, it was moving, elongated. It was kind of elongated hops. And then with EDM music, it was kind of like fuzzied up. So that's been something I've been really passionate about lately as well. Yeah.
Nice. For myself, I would say Brittany hit it on the head. Family and friends. And it's about nurturing those relationships and protecting those closest to me. Whether it be physically, emotionally, however I can help, I think family and friends are what make a person. And the people that you surround yourself with, I think that that is the makeup of life. And that's the meaning of life, just being who you can and helping others. So for me, family and friends, short and sweet. Next question. First, what is your greatest strength?
I'm very self-aware. I am. Okay. I don't give me the eyes.
Come again.
I'm very self-aware. Okay. All right.
First, say what?
You know what? I don't need this abuse. Okay. All right. I know what I am. All right. I know I'm slightly a lunatic. I know it.
Yeah.
You know. I almost climbed a tree up the last night. You know, fully sober. So, but I didn't do it.
It was some of that non-drugs you put up your nose.
Why did you almost climb a tree?
You know, because I thought it was fun, but you know, I didn't do it because I saw one of the branches. It was leaning, and it could have snapped. So I wasn't gonna do it because that was probably the main branch. We had to climb up, and I didn't want to fall and break like you know my back or something.
I'm sorry. How often do you see a tree and say it would be fun to climb that?
You know. Week. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Quite often, or
yeah, twice a week. Yeah, you know, okay. Probably three.
No, I was trying to figure out if that was a normal feeling for you, or if it was just the mood, and you know, at the party last night, had you like, man, I'd like to climb that tree.
No, I'm not gonna lie to you. It's kind of a normal feeling because I really wanted a tree house growing up.
Yeah,
and we had a big tree in our front yard, and we would climb it all the time. And then I kind of made like a makeshift tree house where like I made some plywood into the branches and like I would sit there.
Yeah. So if you kind of back it up a little bit, also passionate about nature.
Yes. If you think, yeah, you know what? Actually, I am. I really am.
There you go.
You know, because growing up, I lived on I grew up on a farm. A lot of people don't know that. I grew up like in the, like we had goats, we had chickens, cows.
Where?
Donkeys, a bull.
Where?
Yemen. It was the country in the Middle East. Okay. It was overseas. And I remember vividly one day, me and my dad and our family drove up to a goat herder. You know, he was herding some goats. My dad went up and like bought a goat, and we had a goat in our trunk, and we took the goat back to the house.
Wow. What was his name? What was his name, Ferris?
I don't know. I just knew him as Goat.
Goat.
So it was Michael Jordan. Okay, gotcha. Like,
yeah, sure. Yeah.
Facts.
Another strength I believe is
It's the greatest strength. First, you're gonna have one.
That's it. Just self-awareness. Yep.
Rodney.
No, how come you get to go last on all of these? You go.
Wow, I like it.
Whoa. Well, now my greatest strength. I believe that my greatest strength is compassion and empathy that I have for other people and put myself in their situations and trying. To be a good person and do whatever I can. And sometimes that greatest strength can also be a greatest weakness. So, but I do think that is my greatest strength. Brittany, how about you?
Yeah, no, I feel you on that. I kind of agree. But I would say maybe my greatest strength that I'm just, what? What was that? No, I heard you said so many people. What was it?
No.
Oh, you just you clear your throat in the form of words.
Some people
do. How is that? How is that not a greater strength? That's incredible. All right, you don't want to repeat what you said. Is your greatest strength maybe cowardice?
No, not at all.
We'll move it on then.
Yes, please.
Greatest strength. I'm gonna say, I don't know. I think maybe generosity, and kind of a similar thing to like you said, Hendo. I like to help people if possible, but also like you said, it can be a glaring weakness as well, and that's been the case a few times. But
you mean that for us? Does it sound like you were pitching that toward us?
What do you mean? What pitching what towards you?
to us, like, you know, sometimes it can kind of bite you in the back, in the butt.
No. Mm-hmm. Everyone here is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Put a lot of emphasis on it.
But no, because I was saying, don't let it deter me from continuing to be generous.
You should not, right?
My word.
All right. Shug.
Yeah, shout out to Bronny, man. He's a real generous.
He's very, jaw jokes aside, he is.
He gives his time, he gives his
energy,
everything. Yeah, he gives everything. I think my greatest strength is I am a people person. Like I can go into any crowd and talk to people and become friends, you know, and carry on a conversation and, you know, get people talking. I've never had a problem making friends. I just had a problem keeping them, you know, but that's just me. But I'm able to connect with a lot of different people, you know. Yeah. I've always
absolutely been
able to do that.
That may be the problem. You're connecting with people while you don't keep friends.
Maybe.
Yolanda?
I would have to say that it would be that I'm very caring.
That's it?
Yeah, because you know me, I don't talk a lot. So I said my piece. I'm caring.
Did somebody recently tell you that you talk too much?
Yes.
It seems like you're like really hyper focused on that particular, I don't even want to say issue, but thing.
I don't know how, because the last like
problem.
It's not a problem, but the last topic you had a lot to say. Mm. Don't stop now.
Okay, well, thanks. Well, now that I have the green light. Okay, so well, I think I'm caring. Can I have another one too instead of just one? I know it's the greatest, means like greatest amongst the other greats. So I think caring would be one. Intelligent would be another. Okay. And I think I'm relatable. I think I'm pretty down to earth. I would say those three.
You know, and Hendo, I think for you, I think your greatest strength would be your ability to kind of take what is a positive conversation and make it confrontational. Not a lot of people.
Yeah, you're very good at that.
Bradney.
I was gonna ask,
could we like at some point, I don't know what the rest of the questions are, like go around the room and then say, like, okay, well, I think your greatest thing. It doesn't have to be this particular question, but you know, this is
our answer about other people.
That'll be cool. Like, okay, like so if I were to say, Brodney, I think you are a blank type of person. I think you're, you know, quiet, you're more reserved. But when you get to know, when you feel like you get, when I think that when you get to know someone, you and you're comfortable with them, mm-hmm. you are not as quiet or, you know, as you seem to be otherwise. So like that's just an example. It's not to say that, you know, but like, whatever. Never mind.
No,
I'll be quiet.
No, Yolanda, you're correct. Right. If someone told me, hey, man, that Brodney fella, he's very quiet and reserved. He doesn't really talk much. My response would be like, oh, yeah, that's just because he doesn't like you.
Right. That's exactly what I would say. I would say, no, that's probably because he doesn't feel comfortable with you or he just doesn't like you. But no, Brodney is not super quiet.
Exactly.
But he has to feel comfortable around you. And when he does, you know, it's like.
Yeah, when Brodney and Jose told us the story where Brodney didn't talk at all in first grade, I was like, that's a lie.
Not just first grade. I think, Jose, I remember a stream where Jose said, like, I don't know if it was middle school or high school. And someone said, like, I didn't even know your brother could talk. He actually talks. Like, I've never heard his voice before.
Who said that? I don't recognize that voice.
Yeah. And I said, oh, wow.
The teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, Brodney had an outburst in class and the teacher was like, who is that? Because she never knew Brodney's voice.
Yeah. I thought it was like a classmate. It was somebody who like
teacher. Yeah, it was a teacher.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a classmate that came up to Jose after either middle school or high school and was like, man, I didn't even know your brother could. I've never heard his voice. I didn't know he talked.
It's really fun when people talk about you like you're not there.
Yeah. Because that's you know, and I told somebody that recently. They were like, you know, it seems like Brodney is just always coming at you. And I was like, that's just Brodney, and that's just how he expresses himself. If he doesn't like you, he's not gonna joke with you like that. And it's not a bad thing. It's just that's how he just does.
That's how he is. Yeah. Right. I think that's his way.
A lot of love.
Endearing, you know, showing that he's endeared to you by joking and kidding with you. But if he's not talking to you,
you know what's really cool is how I mentioned that I was right here and you're talking about it. Like, I'm not,
and then we just
kept going. But you know what though? Bronny, like, he'd be just going at you though. And you'd be like, oh, this man really hates you. But then you talk to him and he's like, you were like, no, he really is a good dude and he likes me. But sometimes, man, he goes for the jugular.
I did not think that Bronny liked me for a long time. I was like, okay, this guy doesn't like me, so I'm gonna leave him alone.
Oh,
I
mean, that was true. Yolanda, he didn't. Yolanda, we didn't. I don't think he still likes you. That's
fine. Yeah, I know. I understand that, and that's fine too. I'm okay with that. But like, at first it bothered me. I was like, well, geez, you know. But yeah,
it's a good thing everybody likes me.
How long is this stream going to last? Because we can certainly talk about it.
That's
is this the 24-hour stream?
How are we at 41 minutes?
Right. I think we only have an hour and left. But on this,
we don't have an hour left. It's not a 2-hour stream. We have two more questions.
Aren't we going? Is like Chug next about strengths?
No, he already said his strengths. But I mean, I was going to give you the opportunity first if you had any more, because Yolanda gave us several.
I have a lot. You know what I mean? I got self-awareness. Okay. I have a sense of intelligence. I'm very good at research. Mm-hmm.
Good at research.
I can carry a conversation till the sun goes down. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Shoot.
You should have been a lawyer.
Is that another way? Is that another way of saying like you're talkative?
I'm a gregarious.
Okay.
Yeah, talkative.
Humility not high on the list for either of you.
Nope. Not at all. It's at the end of the day, right?
I told Ferris one time. I said, Ferris, you know, it was a great stream. Like you really you are really professional and all. He was like, I know. I do this all the time. I said, oh, okay. He was like, nah, I'm not loading anything. I just know I'm me. And I let it go.
I'll say, if you're not your biggest, if you're not your biggest fan, you'll never have a fan.
I'm not my biggest fan.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ferris. You gotta root for self, because
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's all about self-love, yo.
I agree.
I love me some me.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
That's why Larry gonna get you out there, man.
Okay, moving on. Until we go somewhere we ain't supposed to go. Next question. Starting with you, Yolanda. What are you holding on to that's holding you back, if anything?
I would say fear. Fear is something that I'm not going to say I wrestle with, because I don't want to give it more than what it is, but worrying sometimes about how I will be perceived, mm-hmm. especially now that, you know, I have my own channel. That's something that I think about, and to keep it 100% candid here, I'm not a football guru. I'm not a, you know, person who has been like a lover of the sport for forever. And it does sometimes scare me that I'm like, wait, I have a channel that's about a subject that I think I have a working knowledge of, but perhaps not, maybe I'm not enough, or maybe my knowledge of the sport is not enough to sustain what I'm trying to do.
Okay, I can agree with you there. I feel that sometimes as well. For me, The fear, what I'm holding on to that's holding me back is it's always been a fear of failure. Feeling like I'm not enough. No matter how well I do on things, I'm always waiting for that next, oh, you're going to fail at this, or this is not going to go well. And I always keep saying this, but Bradney can attest to this. I always put a video out, like, man, this video is not doing well at all. Like, these people don't like me. Like, I take things personally, and it's just always that fear of failure that's in my ear, why I don't try new things, or I don't go places or just do things. I'm always fearful that the perception of me is going to be a failure. So I think fear of failure is the one thing that's holding me back. What about you, Ferris?
Oh, man, you know. Just, I think I sometimes lack the passion, or, you know, a la laziness for certain things, because sometimes I go through spells of like, does it really matter? You know, because sometimes I get in my brain of, you know, like, you know, omission, you know, over the last year and a half, I've had mild bouts of depression, right? And then they would stay, they would kind of leave, right? But lately the mild bouts stopped being mild and got more intense, you know? And sometimes I'm like, yo, man, why? Like, why? Like, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, why do I need to do this video? Like, because, you know, you start talking about, like, you know, I'm out here stressing about some YouTube video, but someone out here stressing about, like, they can't get food for a month. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, stuff like that, you know, like, it gets, I get in my head.
In the grand scheme of things, it just seems real small.
Exactly. Like, you know, we're sand. Like, we're a speck of sand on a beach, you know? Are we the sand that gets made into a castle, or are we the sand that just gets, you know, dug up for treasure, or are we sand that just stays there,
just blown around in the wind?
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Have you reached out for help?
Yeah. That's good. Got counseling at school.
That's what's up.
Got counseling at school. So yeah, I'm setting up a meeting with them.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good, Ferris.
Positive step, because most people won't reach out. They'll just, you know, dwell in whatever state that they're in and figure it'll pass. And sometimes
exactly, it
does. Sometimes it doesn't.
Kudos to you.
Sometimes it's so heavy.
Yeah, because I knew something was wrong, because when I would be messing up in the class, I'll go to a teacher, we'd create a plan, and then we did the plan, and the plan then fixed things. But this time around, I went, got the plan didn't fix nothing. So I knew something was wrong. So I was like, I know I gotta go get some help.
That's good.
Yeah. Wonderful. All right. How about you, Shug?
I mean, the simple answer is Tendo. I mean, just he holds me back every day. No, I'm trying to be positive.
Did you say Nintendo? Nintendo.
It sounded like Nintendo, but he meant
it. It did sound like a Nintendo.
It sounded like Nintendo. I was like, wait, you mean Super Smash Bros?
Listen,
Super Smash Bros holding me back.
It do take a long time to beat Mike Tyson, but I'm just saying.
That's true.
No. Because it sounds like we're all in the kind of been in the same area, same place mentally. It's my own failures. A failure as a father to my two older kids. A failure to my marriages. Been married twice, divorced twice. That holds me back, because when I was younger, I never thought anybody would love me. You know, outside of family, I never thought anybody would love me. Then I found somebody that loved me, and it wasn't enough for me. And it was a strange feeling, because I always thought it was gonna disappear. Always thought the worst. And then I lost it, and then I got married again, and same thing. And I couldn't understand or reason why in my head I was in the position I was in. And so I always used excuses for my behaviors, and there was no excuse. And now that I've been able to, you know, talk with people about my issues and things like that, it made me realize a lot of what's holding you back are those failures, and I just need to let them go. And it's a very hard thing to do. Like Ferris, I've reached out to try to get help because a lot of what I've been through. And it's just tough because you don't want to admit that you need help sometimes, and that's the mm-hmm. hardest step. And then when you do, it's how you're perceived. You know, a lot of people go, oh, you know, I've talked about this with you, Hendo, Rodney. When I tried to seek help when I was in my second marriage, my ex straight told me, she was like, why are you being, you know, the B word? Didn't cuss, Yolanda, see? You know, but why are you, you know, why are you being like that? You know, be a man and da-da-da. And I've been through a lot of stuff a lot of people don't know about, I don't talk about, which is surprising because I talk about everything. But a lot of people don't know a lot of stuff I've been through. And so I don't talk about it because it's hard for me to talk about, you know, and I wanted to reach out and try to get some help with that. And so when I was told that by her, I shut down again. One of the greatest gifts I have right now is someone that you guys know who encourages that, you know, and she tells me, you know, if you need help, go get it. You know, if you need to talk about stuff, go do it. If you can't talk to me, you know, go seek help, you know? And so, I think that that's one of the things that holds me back is just my fear of failure again.
Understood. Shout out to Kristen. Wonderful person. How about you, Rodney, if you have anything at all?
Well, you phrased it like that, but yeah, similar to what everyone else said, just kind of a insecurity about things, right? And feeling like you're not good enough or talented enough to do the things that you may want to do. And like, you know, you all said, kind of a fear of if you really put everything into it and try and, you know, still fail, then what now? You know, and that kind of holds you back from doing everything that I want to do.
All right. We have come to the last question, and hopefully this ends on a good note, because I hope this is actually a good thing for everybody. It's a good thing for me, so I pray that it's actually good for you all. And the last question is going to be, what's your most significant childhood memory? And I will start off. One of my most significant childhood memories is when I was 15 years old, I went to the Bahamas with my best friend. And it wasn't the fact that I went to the Bahamas and had the time of my life. I almost died, but time of my life. It was the fact that, as I've explained in the past, I grew up the poorest person in a middle-class neighborhood. So it was pretty much bare minimum everything. And the resiliency that my mother showed at that time to actually come up with the money for me to go, because she wanted me to have one experience as a child, I am truly grateful for, and I will never be able to thank her enough for just giving me that experience. It could have been a trip to the DC Zoo, but the fact of the matter is she went that extra mile to ensure that her child had a lasting memory, a lasting positive memory that I could take with me for the rest of my life. So for that, I will forever and ever be grateful. How about you first?
It was the summer before I moved to America permanently. We were going back and forth the first 5 years of my life. It was in the Middle East. And then when I was five, we came here. I did preschool. And then we went back for a year with my little brother. We went back. It was with my little brother. He was born when I was three. It was like the summer before kindergarten, and it was like the Boys of Summer type stuff. You know what I mean? Like me and my cousins and because we lived in a village, right? So the village kids, we just all hung out. You know, gambling with rubber bands. I remember, man, the person who rolled up with the rubber bands up to the forearm, he was the person you needed to beat. You know, marbles. We created dirt tracks for our hot rods. And there is a specific memory where we went into like this woods. We had to go through the woods, and we're like, yo, what the hell's going on? And we're hearing this commotion, and we're going towards this commotion, because my cousin's like, we got to go to this. And we roll up, and it's just like, it's like all children, like all the kids sitting on like one side, like bleachers. You had two kids carrying big old, like giant sticks and like planting them in the ground, and they're holding them, and a full on soccer game breaks out. with like four kids holding big old sticks as the goals and just kids kicking around the ball. It's beat up. It's dirty. It's a little broken. But, you know, third world country, you know, I mean, what do we want? You know, but that's all we needed. We needed a beat up ball, four dudes holding big old sticks to make goals, some ice cream, and some marbles. It was amazing.
Wonderful. How about you, Brady?
I think probably the most significant thing from my childhood was not a single memory, but I think most of you know that our parents, Jose and I's parents, were in the military, so we moved around a lot. You know, every few years, you know, we were in Alaska, Maine, Maryland, Hawaii, down to St. Croix, you know, back up to Maryland. And so, you know, what it kind of instilled in me or taught me was to be kind of self-reliant, I guess you could say, where I just didn't need to make long-lasting relationships with people, didn't need to get invested in people because, you know, after a year or two, we were going to be leaving. And this is, I hate to say it because it's I'm old, but this is before the internet. Like, you couldn't keep in touch, right? You know, you leave and that's just it. You know, like that kid who stole my Contra game back in third grade, he moved to Texas. I'll never find him, right? I don't remember what his last name is. It's just gone. It was just right. That one day and he's gone. So yeah, I mean, from childhood, it was just kind of, that's what makes family so important to me, because family is, you know, who I was always around, and why, you know, I can keep to myself quite a bit and just be fine, mm-hmm. because I learned to deal with kind of not, I guess, fully investing in people, you know, friends early on.
Yeah. Question. Is that why you always try to push us away?
I don't think that's ever a thing that I've done. Not sure where you're getting that from.
You don't have to think it.
Care to elaborate?
It just feels like, you know, we get too close and it's like, let me be smart.
No, you get too close on my day off. Okay. Like, this is the sixth straight day I'm streaming. I was like, I don't want to stream. And then I turn on the stream and then it's a guilt trip and guilt trip again. And then, so that, like, in that sense, sure. Not really related to what I was talking about, but that's
all right. I'm sorry. I apologize, Brian. We only have one more day to stream and then you have a day off. Shook, how about you?
I'm not streaming tomorrow.
But it's our show.
You should have thought about that before you made the stream.
Shook, you'll be there.
We'll see.
We can't hear you, Shook.
Sorry, I'm over here talking to myself. Yeah, I made a good joke about Bronny right now.
Yeah, we missed it.
Yeah. I think for me, my childhood memories will always be playing sports. My dad was a football player. I wanted to be just like my dad. Mm-hmm. And sometimes some of the memories are bad. I've always told the story when my dad showed up to my first to a game against his old high school, and they beat us like 35-0. And he's like, "Why did I even show up?" It's crazy, but it makes me laugh now. But then I remember, you know, my mom being at one of my varsity wrestling tournaments, and the guy I was wrestling was, you know, third in I believe masters, which is like above CIF, and like was really good, and he beat me, you know, but I held my own, and I could hear my mom yelling in the crowd, "Don't do that to my son," which was embarrassing, you know. And, you know, being a kid that like didn't know where he fit, and then, you know, playing, you know, being on the varsity wrestling team on my sophomore and junior year, being known as a wrestler, being known as a, you know, at the pep rallies, and they called my name and I would be up there, and it was like, I never thought that would be me, you know, because I was okay at football. I thought it was great, but, you know, to be honest, I was okay, but I never thought I would be a wrestler. And so those are like my fondest memories, training. I talk to my son about it all the time. Like, that was the funnest I had, was training during the summer, you know, in a wrestling room, learning, you know, learning to be a really good wrestler. And I hated it at the time. I couldn't stand it. Right. Couldn't stand it at all. And I miss it. I wish I had that drive again. So, you know, I wish that I still had that time. That's the thing, time. you know, we all take it for granted, and then it's gone. It's crazy.
Yeah. Could it also be the camaraderie? All right, first. Could it also be the camaraderie of having those guys around and being in that situation that you're all going to war together?
No, because I didn't get along with any of them.
Not surprised.
They weren't. I don't know. We didn't hang out.
Like, it didn't click.
Yeah, we just, you know, we had a goal, you know, being the best wrestling team, trying to get to a goal, you know, as a team, and we were all about that. But these weren't guys that I like connected with on that level, you know, things like that. Hell, I connect with more with you guys than I did anybody I did in high school, other than my best friend that I've been friends with since I was 13.
Because we're 27
years. You know, so other than you guys, I connect more with you guys. You know, I have more conversations, you know, things like that with you guys than I did with my team. We just worked together. So then it wasn't, I don't think it was, I missed the camaraderie. You know, I think it was just I miss being pushed to that level. You know, if you know me, I'm not the most, I'm a lazy person, I'm gonna be honest. I'll just stay straight up, say it. I'm lazy. You know, you guys yell at me all the time, like, why aren't you working on your channel? And I just don't want to do it. And I'm trying to break my children of that habit, but I had nobody to help me break it. But at that time, I wasn't lazy. I enjoy training, you know. I took it for granted because I was just like, I don't want to do this, you know, but I enjoyed it. And now I miss it because I was in the greatest shape of my life. You know, you felt accomplished.
Right.
You felt like you did something. And so I don't think it's the people. I just miss the atmosphere, I would say.
Yeah. Got you. Well, how about this? I had briefly suggested this before, but, you know, like with all our channels, I think, being especially since, you know, summer's coming up, I think we should all get together and do like a Biggest Loser type contest, and a winner gets a prize. And not just with us, like with our communities and everything. And maybe that'll help motivate some people, kind of get off the snide and do a little bit more. Maybe help motivate yourself.
Yeah. Can that prize be going to Vegas?
All right, Yolanda. So,
did you see the news about Bruno Mars? Sure.
No, what happened to Bruno Mars? My daughter's walk-up music. Man.
Yeah, I said he's got a gambling debt at MGM Casino up to $50 million. Stay away from Vegas.
Stay away from Vegas.
Well, I mean, he's got that 24-karat gold, you know,
in the air, and then they took it. And you know, lose Buck's number, okay?
I haven't placed a bet in like a week, so I don't know.
That's not true.
When it gets everyone's followers. First of all, you don't even do YouTube, Brandon. Stop it.
Dude, if I get all of Hendo's followers, I'd be happy as hell. Or LBHT, let's go.
You can have him. All right, Yolanda, what's your most significant childhood memory?
I was a foreign exchange student in London.
Care to elaborate?
I was able to perform while I was there, and it was a really, really good time.
Question: you got to perform what?
You mean like well academically, or something?
Shakespeare, your miming skills.
Okay, fine. I was in theater, and I was able to perform different shows when I was in London.
Is there a video of this?
Yes.
We need some of that video.
We need some video. We need proof.
If you don't have video, it didn't happen.
Oh, my mom will tell you.
Nope, not good enough. Well, we need to see.
What's your mom's email?
Yeah, because I'm sure she'll share with us.
She sure would. I would never send you that.
Why not? Listen, this is something to be proud of.
Right. She is, and she this will talk about it.
International star.
From here to thy kingdom come. And so, yeah.
You need to do like Suge and get your mom on your channel.
Yes.
Well, should. Yeah. She would really like that. She's
That would be amazing.
She is. Wow. She's such a gem. Yeah.
Then you know what this? But this explains a lot. You're an actress.
I've said that multiple times, so you don't listen. But yes.
No. I've heard you, but I'm just saying it explains a lot.
Explains a lot about what?
The theatrics. All right. Any more to that story?
I mean, sure, there's a lot to the story, but I just wanted to, you know, keep it short and sweet.
Yolanda, could you please tell us the story?
You run the name of Peaky Blinders. You had a stolen summer love.
She don't know what Peaky Blinders is.
I was going to say.
Summer loving.
I don't know what that is, buddy. That's over my head, okay? Over my head.
Peaky Blinders is a television show about gangs in London.
Okay, well, no, I don't watch television, but so I enjoyed my time when I was over there in London. Had an opportunity to, you know, tour like Stratford-on-Avon, Shakespeare's Home, to perform while I was there. And it was a really good time, really fun.
You went to the Globe Theater?
I did.
Nice. Yeah. Did you take pictures?
I have pictures, yes. Yes.
Would you care to share them?
No.
Wow. Okay.
I'd have to find them. I take that back. I don't have the pictures. My mom has them.
Well, once again, put us in touch with your mom.
Right.
You know what? No, I'm gonna pass.
I'll tell you what. Because you provide us with video evidence of this these performances, and I will start juicing.
I will as well.
Oh, okay. Now we're talking. Okay. Well, you know what? I have newspaper clippings that my mom
I said video evidence.
Oh, video.
I don't even know. I'm not going to say this. This is going to like date myself. So I'm not going to do that. I was going to say it's not even like on current whatever that electronics is. It's
you mean you mean streaming?
No,
the word that you couldn't come up with.
No, streaming's not the word. I was going to say it's not on like. It's on VHS. I think.
Oh, it's on LaserDisc.
Yeah, exactly.
No. It's on VHS.
Yeah, it's on like VHS. I guess that's what it's called. I don't know. It's
the
like
tape. Golden. It's on the tape or on the DVD.
It's on an 8-track.
Wow.
Ouch.
It's on a Betamax.
See, this is where it gets carried away. Y'all know I don't do the techie talk, so like I don't know all that stuff.
Yolanda over here talking about it's on pictures on cables.
You remember all the nice things I said about you, Bradney, earlier?
That's right.
Yes, you can get that online easily.
Oh, wait, B squared said it can be converted to digital. Oh,
yes, it can. Well,
now I just have to find it. It's either it's betwixt here and Florida.
Well, listen, until we get that video, you can share the pictures with us.
I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. I have pictures of me performing, news articles. I have those. I do have
tape. Write about you in the paper and you don't want to share it?
Right.
My mom laminated it, so that's why I still have it.
I'm saying it's a big deal. Like they didn't write in the paper when I was in Hamlet. It was just we're at school and we did Hamlet and it was fine. But you over here got people covering your performances and you don't want to talk about it.
Okay. See, that's why I just wanted to just stick with what I just said originally. But no.
Okay. All right. Listen, it's been an hour and 10 minutes. Well past the time that I figured we were going to be here. Is there anything else that any of you would like to speak about before we get up out here?
Sure. You know me. I can always talk about something. So... like what is everybody doing for the rest of the weekend? What are your plans? What are you guys, you know, what's everybody doing? Anything special?
Not this.
YouTube. Yeah.
My daughter has opening day for her softball for the city that she plays for tomorrow. And then I'll be doing commentary on Pizza Box Magic Tournament tomorrow. Nice. I believe I'll be doing top eight. So
wait, so what was the game that you showed us?
What game?
The videos of Lily playing softball.
That was her first game. No, that was her first. So the city that she plays for doesn't have enough teams. So they joined another city, which is, so they're with another city. So they had opening day, and then she had a game that Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So this one, because they have enough boys for they have enough team for the boys team, and then they have the girls softball teams, they do opening day, so they'll be there. So the girls will be there and, you know, selling waters and stickers, trying to get more money for sponsorship and everything like that. So they play for their city, but they also play for another city. Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know if you saw Yolanda. Okay. Shug posted some videos of his daughter playing softball, and that girl was in the outfield dancing like she Michael Jackson in the middle of the game.
She really did. Aww, she did. She hit a shimmy that I didn't know where she learned that from, because it wasn't from me. Because she hit it clean. She hit it clean. And we found out she was the only girl on the team that got a hit in the first game. Everybody else walked or got hit. She actually hit the ball and got a hit. So
nice.
Very proud of her. It's a very interesting thing with her because she's not a sports person. I'm trying to really lay back. I want to lay back and not like be on her, but she's very like, why do I have to do this? You know,
every run she scores, Korean barbecue.
Korean barbecue.
And I guess you know what? That, and all of a sudden she could come out being all star. She doing Babe Ruth stuff, pointing at the outfield, hitting bombs.
She's gonna look at his wallet and be like, I gotta learn how to make Korean barbecue at home.
Right, facts. it's a very different dynamic for me right now. Because my dad was on me when I played sports. I was on Ben really hard when he played sports. Yeah, and she's just sensitive. I'm not used to it. You know, and I gotta be more understanding, but it's a process. But she's having fun, and I enjoy it. She gets excited, you know, and things like that. So yeah, so we got that tomorrow, and then I'll be home doing top eight commentary. If you guys want to stop by, if you don't understand Magic, I understand it's not for everybody. Bronny has tried to watch me. Hendo's tried to watch me. He actually watched me for a few hours and didn't understand other than the fact that I kept losing.
I know everything about Magic. Sure, I've got exclusive Japanese Magic cards.
I know you do.
Yeah, he does.
But that's on a Pizza Box Twitch tomorrow. So I
think it's
an all day tournament. It's a tournament. Ooh. It's seven rounds. So, but I'm doing top eight. I won't because I got Lily Sting tomorrow. So
that's what we're saying. Eight. What time are you going to be on there?
I don't know. Whenever top eight. Because sometimes that's the thing about Magic. Their games can go
a
full 50 minutes, or they can go 2 seconds. So it just depends. But I would say I would say 1 or 2 o'clock.
Your time or our time?
My time, 3 o'clock. I would say about 3 o'clock.
But you're going to put it in the Discord, though.
Maybe. We'll see. I don't know.
Maybe you're going to put it in the Discord so people can go watch.
We'll see. I tell you what I did do today. I got some mango Jamaican oil for my beard, and my God, this thing is soft.
I was gonna tell you, it looks immaculate.
Yeah, I put some on today, and this thing is just feeling great, and I smell like mango right now. Like Kristen keeps trying to bite my neck. I'm like, stop. Can we be professional?
In your house?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, it's our offices too, so you gotta be professional.
Ray said he wants to watch.
I'll put it in the Discord.
He wants to watch y'all be professional.
And Reg, we're gonna need video of your daughter dancing when she's supposed to be focusing too. Facts. It's hilarious.
I was gonna ask, Shug, where did you post videos of your daughter?
It's in LBHT's Discord. Are you in Hendo's Discord only or LBHT's?
I don't know what Discord.
She's probably in both.
I think I'm in both.
No, she's supposed to be. I think she's in mine.
Yeah. Yolanda doesn't really like us, so she's not in ours.
Discord is a very cool thing to use. It's a very unique tool.
Yeah.
That's how I met Ferris. Shout out to Ferris.
Yeah. That's how all of us kind of grew closer to the Discord and the after streams.
I don't know if we grew closer. I knew we were just.
I wasn't talking about you. I wasn't talking about you.
Busting each other's chops.
I wasn't talking about you. Then all of a sudden,
I got a friend request of this gangbanger. And I was like, whoa, what's going on here?
Wow. Because I saw a fellow gangbanger.
I've said, who did I piss off?
Is he a blood or a crip? Whose photo looked more like a gangbanger? Mine or yours? I think yours.
Yours definitely did.
Because you was to the side like.
No, that was you. I was looking straight forward.
Were you?
You were kind of leaning, kind of like if you were holding a jail thing like this, it screamed like I just got out of prison last night.
Like, what is this? What is this contraption? Where they're trying to steal my soul? How do I do this? Like, his face is all up in the camera.
Yeah, it was like I have the picture. I don't know why I have the picture.
Because you used it for SDV.
I did. You're right. So,
SDV.
Still weird. It's still weird, though. I gotta lie.
Oh, yeah. Look at that, Yolanda. You still haven't accepted my friend request on Discord.
Ooh. Let me go into the Discord now. Wait, do you need to download that app or something?
Yes.
So what? You could just do it on desktop.
I have the app. Wait. Okay. Oh, this thing says Discord on my phone.
Let me go into it.
Technology is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, but I don't have time for all that.
I think it should do.
Okay. Oh, wait. What's new? Some deliveries? Huh?
Just X out of it.
Oh, wait. I have over 20 new messages. Oh, okay. Oh, who knew?
We did.
Everybody who sent you messages.
Right.
And if you click on the side, you'll see Discords you're part of, or if you click on messages.
Who is this BC25 person?
That's Rodney.
That would be me.
Oh.
I sent you a friend request and then an invite to our server.
Oh.
Do you have the one that doesn't expire, Rodney?
Hold on, wait. This is very confusing. I need to concentrate. So this is the very beginning. Oh, okay. Okay, wait. Rodney, are we friends now? Did I do it right, yes, Rodney?
We are friends now.
Okay. We're BFFs? Okay.
Well, I didn't say that. But if you look in there, there's a link.
Correct answer here, sir, is yes.
There's a link that says you sent an invite to join the server, LBHD crew. Okay, yeah, you're in there. You see the link?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
click on the link.
I sent the friend request. She didn't accept my name.
Yeah.
Wait, it says rules. Done. Hold on.
Yeah, there's a rules server.
Okay, wait.
Room.
Oh, this is too busy. This is a lot. Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is a whole thing.
But you know where this does help you at? It does help you because when a lot of NFL information comes out, they put it in there immediately.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because if I'm at work, I'm not going to be able to do anything with it anyway. So,
but what if you're not at work?
That would be Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Monday through Friday, I'm going to be at work.
Hey, Shug. When did that Justin Fields trade go down? A couple hours ago.
When did the Ravens make their moves? Monday through Friday. Not the
what moves? What moves they make?
Wait, hold on a second.
Hey, you better hope Pittsburgh don't trade for Ayuk or Jefferson or
y'all not. Boyd. Y'all aren't.
If that happens, woo-wee.
I think we're gonna get
Boyd.
I'm getting a lot of stuff right now on this thing.
Because people
are waiting. You're not gonna get Boyd. You already signed Van Jefferson.
You don't know. Rodney,
are you gonna help me?
Huh?
Yeah. There's stuff just popping up on my phone.
Yeah.
People are waving at you, saying hello.
You all got me over here pressing all these crazy buttons. I'm done.
Nobody told you to press anything. Nobody said to press anything. This is the
we're
problem
saying, with people who aren't we're tech all saying hi to you.
It's not that they're it's not that they don't know how, it's that they just don't listen and they just start pressing stuff.
Did you say don't listen?
Hmm. Yeah, they don't listen and they start pressing stuff. Hmm.
But how do people know I'm here?
Because it says welcome Yolanda B. And right. It says say hi, and we all start saying hi to you.
Yeah, Davon said, wow, this is just happening.
Right.
And then I sent the gift that said hello.
Can somebody share their screen and show me this is not what I'm seeing on my end? Like, this is a lot.
Okay, hold on. Right,
did you click on the general room?
There's different rooms. You have to be on the general. It's little hashtags on the left hand side.
I'm sharing my screen, Hendo.
All right.
This is super compelling content.
All right, okay, Yolanda, wait, you see this?
Thank you. Okay, yeah.
You see this? Okay. So this is right here, general founder, or you're not a founder.
You better start on the all the way on the left, Shug.
Okay, so these are different Discords you could be part of.
Oh.
So I'm a part of a bunch of them. So that you see, that's the lunch break hot take. That's Hendo, and then Coach Evans.
Oh,
so so if you're in here, you just type messages in here, and
yeah,
say
no,
hi, everybody.
That before though, I did that after the meet and greet on I think Hendo's thing.
So if you look up here, there's things called direct messages. You click that, and now you have direct messages and things like that, where you can talk to people.
Okay, I think I'm getting the hang of this.
Yeah. So these are just different rooms where you can.
Yeah, that's the gambling room. Ring Kings is boxing.
Yeah, if you want to do collaborations, like if you want to do a collaboration with me or Brodney, you just say, "Hey, what's up, guys? I want to do a collaboration." You could promote your stuff in here.
Anytime you put out a video, put the link in the promotion channel.
Yeah. You know, it would be nice if LBHT just did announcements for everybody, but.